You're on the Plants Grow Here podcast. I'm Daniel Fuller. Come along with me as we enter a hidden world of deep horticultural, ecological, and landscape gardening knowledge with featured experts, industry professionals, and enthusiasts.
Late last year, I was asked to join the Council for the Australian Institute of Horticulture. And there's one question that people keep asking me. What benefits can you get from becoming a member of the AIH? Well, there are a number of benefits, including networking opportunities that can give you the next step in your career, help you make new friends, and if you've been in the industry for a while, it can give you a chance to catch up with old friends. You can learn from experts that are more than willing to share their knowledge with you, and the AIH can even help you grow your business through brand marketing and networking. The list just goes on and on. But the benefit that I'm probably most excited about contributing to is the promotion of and recognition of excellence within our industry. This week, I travelled to Tamworth with our President Alan Burnell and our Vice President Andrew Prowse to recognise last year's Student of the Year, Nathan Watson. We also recognise the Urban Street Advisory Group for their efforts to increase the street tree canopy in the region by 40% by 2040. Events like these bring attention to outstanding individuals and organisations, which can inspire others and also provide an opportunity for individuals like me and you to make connections and do business with each other. They also help to cross-pollinate different industries, with all sorts of professionals being represented, from landscape architects to head gardeners to council members to TAFE teachers and administrators. I recorded several interviews to give you an insight into the sorts of discussions being had on the day, and why events like this are so important for our industry. So I'm here with Sue Wood, who is a full-time horticulture teacher with TAFE New South Wales and TAFE Tamworth. And she's also a council member for the Australian Institute of Horticulture along on the board with me. How are you going, Sue?
Good, thanks, Daniel.
Can you tell me why Nathan? Like, out of all of the students, why is Nathan the one who's won the award? What is it that set him above and just sort of risen him above the crowd?
Okay, Nathan seems to have been around for a long time because of COVID, those extra years of study at TAFE. But he's my only student that ever answered a question with a full page of writing. Everyone else just did, one little line. But he just went into so much detail and put in so much more effort than anyone else I've ever had. So that's why I chose him initially. Plus, he just shows interest. He's, easygoing, comes to TAFE. Everyone likes him. He's just a great guy.
So he's sort of got all of those qualities. He's very personable. He's got the passion. And he also has the work ethic to pull it off as well.
Yeah, he definitely does. Yeah, he's worked for council since he left Year 12 and stuck at it through COVID, and this is where he is now. Hard work.
He's also a very humble person. Like, you can sort of see him up there taking the award, and it's really not about the award for him, is it?
No, it's not. No, he is very humble. He's a really lovely, easygoing guy and just goes with the flow. Yeah, very humble.
So what advice would you have to anybody else right now who's studying at TAFE and they're thinking, oh, gee, like maybe one day I could be the, Australian Institute of Horticulture Student of the Year. What would you say to somebody who's sitting there thinking, maybe that could be me too?
I would just say, if you have an interest, it comes easier for you. However, anyone can do anything. You can do anything. If you just put your mind to it, you can do anything. All you've got to do is try.
So I'm a little bit like that myself. I would say I chose to be passionate about horticulture. I fell into the industry and then I made a decision. I was like, no, I can be passionate about this. This is my passion now.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I've loved gardening, plants, my whole life, even as a kid. And it wasn't till I turned 50 that I actually started studying. So I did do work in gardens and things before that, but I was never qualified. So, at 50, I went to TAFE and did my Cert 3 and Cert 4 and then other courses and then, TAE and went on to teach, which I love my job so much.
That's great. Thanks so much for your time, Sue.
Thanks, Daniel.
I'm here with Stephen McAlpine, Nathan's boss. How are you going, mate?
I'm very good, yeah.
So what is Nathan like on the field? Like, is he as good as everyone says he is, or should we believe the hype?
Yes, like in my case, I've had many apprentices come in and out, and there's only a small handful that excel. So Nathan's definitely in that group. And I gave him a garden down the bottom near that fence, which was just a scrub, jungle, weed mess. And he did everything, removed the weeds, come up with good ideas and planted it out. It was just something good to see. You don't see too many young guys that have that ability to jump in there and come out with a good result.
He's sort of got a very interesting set of skills. So he's obviously quite intelligent. He's also good with his hands. Yes. A lot of time people have one of those two things and they don't always have both of those two skills.
Absolutely. Like he's not afraid of the physical, like shoveling and doing the physical work, but he just has a good imagination on how he wants to see the design. I don't know what his plans for the future, but he probably should get into the landscape design as well, I'd say.
He was just saying that, actually. Yeah, interesting you put it that way. And I think we also made the point that I think a lot more designers should spend time working with their hands in the garden too, because a lot of the time what we see is designers who just don't quite understand what happens after they, you know, they leave. They're onto the next project and the gardens just don't look as good as they did when they were planted.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. But at this stage, I think, yeah, he's going the right direction. Yeah, and I've definitely thrown him in a lot of physical type work. He's young, fit. A lot of my guys are older, so he can outperform them because of his fitness, so which is good to do.
It's great to hear. You must be very proud of him.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to see him win the award. He's the first one that I've been involved with that's won an award like this, so it's very good to see.
What do you think about the value that the Australian Institute of Horticulture have sort of brought to the Tamworth Regional Council?
I think it's a great value. I think more promotion of this, especially for the new students, you know, that enrol, maybe you'll get another one or two that might excel in the Tamworth area. I think it's a good thing.
I think part of the focus of the AIH at the moment as well is that, especially from mine and Alan's perspective, this isn't the Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane Institute of Horticulture. This is the Australian Institute of Horticulture, and we need to get out into the regional areas a lot more.
Yeah, I agree. I think with Tamworth, we don't have a beach. People need something. And I think a beautiful garden, you know, different types of areas in the garden, water features, etc., is what a country town that's got no beach need, because people need to go somewhere. On weekends and whatever. So
this is where people, I always say this, you know, we cannot undervalue just what gardens bring to people. This is where people fall in love. This is where people get married. Yeah. This is where people, you know, have their first dates. This is where we take our kids and have a picnic and enjoy life. Imagine if we didn't have parks, mate.
Oh, absolutely. Be unbearable. And here we have potential to expand maybe a coffee shop. I don't know how many people get that come up here. Would love to have a coffee or something, but that's down the track one day, so all goes well.
Steve, mate, what are some of the biggest challenges that the botanic gardens here in Tamworth face?
Yeah, for here, it's definitely the volunteer staff. We used to have a dedicated volunteer staff, but due to the age and that sort of thing, yeah, there's pretty much nobody in the voluntary mode, and that's what really makes a botanic gardens, I feel. Council staff, obviously we could do with more council staff, but budget is a problem. And money, and we have a master plan up and running, and hopefully that will generate some funding down the track to put into the gardens, which really needs to happen.
Yeah. Well said. And maybe another 10 of Nathan's.
Oh my goodness, yes. Yes, another 2 of Nathan's would be ideal. That'd be great.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, no worries. Very strong,
so we're here with the man of the hour, Nathan Watson. How are you, mate?
I'm terrific, thanks. Yeah, exuberant.
Exuberant, yes, I can see that. What does winning this award mean for you?
Oh, it is an amazing opportunity to be recognised by the AIH as a award-winning student. For horticulture, in the field of horticulture. something that I have a newfound passion for since I started working here in Tamworth, and since I started studying horticulture.
I think it's going to be really good for your career. You're going to get some recognition, and you're going to be able to put in your email signature, award-winning horticulturist. So, you know, basically the world is your oyster now.
That's right. The opportunities are endless. I take this new distinction with two hands, and I'll use it, you know, with dignity and appreciation and respect for what has led me to this point.
That's really well said. It is much bigger than just yourself. I mean, we're an industry. You're just one of the, you know, one of the little critters in our ecosystem, mate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. At the end of the day, it's very humbling to think that you're just one small piece in advocating for a change in the way we think about the natural environment and, you know, how we can use it to our advantage and to our liking, especially in a landscape horticultural sense where we implement that in our urban world, and it really brings character and also education on the importance of nature and how it interacts with us on a daily basis.
Well said. So have you thought about what's next for you?
Yeah, I'm always thinking about what's next and, you know, how I can be a better example of myself. And I've thought about taking my interest in horticulture further and to making it a more of a profession as a career. That would be the dream.
So maintenance, design, construction, where do you reckon?
I like the design of design component of horticulture, so landscape architecture, gardening and garden design, and I could see a future where I'm in a position to design, you know, large scale landscape projects.
I think that any designer would do well to be working in a botanic gardens like this, because you learn so much about just the upkeep and just how plants react over time. I think a lot of designers should really spend some time doing some of the upkeep of plants.
Absolutely. I think there is so much relevance in physically being a gardener or being a landscaper, and understanding the actual practice of horticulture in the industry, and then using that in a design sense, it is more insightful.
Thank you so much for your time, Nathan.
Thank you so much. It was so great to be here and be able to meet all of you from the AIH and members abroad. So thanks very much.
Congratulations. We're all very proud of you. I'm here with Layla Taharian, who is Nathan's partner. How are you going, Layla?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. So tell me a little bit about, like, from your perspective, what has been becoming a celebrated award-winning horticulturist meant for Nathan?
Definitely a lot. He's always been very passionate about what he does. He comes home and the first thing he does goes straight to the back and looks after his plants. So it's something that is in him. It's not just a job for him. So getting an award, it's definitely means a lot to him. Yeah, it's going to change.
Wonderful. So he's been to Canada recently. Did you go along with him?
Yeah, we actually went to visit my family, though. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. So why do you think it was, like, what is it about Nathan that has sort of put him above the rest of the crowd? I mean, there's a lot of people who feel passionate about horticulture. Is it Nathan's ability to talk about his passions? Is it his dedication? Like, what is it that separates him from other people, would you say, from your perspective?
Yeah, dedication, I'd say, the first thing. It's not just the passion. He actually dedicates time to study about different plants and, you know, and he puts effort, you know, into educating himself and the people around him. He always talks about plants if you go out walking with him. Yeah.
That's great. And what's it like to be the partner of an award-winning horticulturist?
I'm very proud of him, actually. I'm very happy and emotional today, but I'm very proud of him. And I know there's heaps more coming down his way in the future. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
So I'm here with Kate Lowe. Kate, can you describe your position with TAFE New South Wales for me, please?
Hi, I'm called the State Lead for Agribusiness. So I work with directors and with team leaders and head teachers around the state with all areas of agriculture, conservation and other parts of agribusiness.
So do you think an event like this, you know, with this recognition for TAFE New South Wales and also for a student at TAFE New South Wales, Nathan Watson, is this a good thing for, you know, who's this a good thing for?
I've got a smile a mile wide. It's a fantastic thing. Fantastic for Nathan. He just looks so pumped, and I think it will really help him. Wonderful seeing his teachers just really happy and proud, and so I think it gives them a great sense of job satisfaction, and really amazing seeing being out in Tamworth. And I think for lots of people going, oh wow, people have come here to visit and they like that. So I think it's a good thing in so many ways. Amazing for the AIH to do, really amazing thing for the AIH to do, of going, you don't always have to come to a city, it's actually we can come to you. And I think we all learn when we get to regional areas. It's great.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many highlights that we can talk about. I was speaking with Steve, who is the head gardener around these parts, and he's sort of saying like, hey, it'd be nice to get some more funding. Like, maybe we could prioritise gardening and also TAFE a little bit more in the budgets. What do you think about that?
So as a TAFE New South Wales employee, I shouldn't be talking about budgets, but I think it is really important that we support vocational education. Is really important. University education is really important, but post-school education for lots of people is the best option, is vocational education. And if it is properly funded and supported, then it's the best way for it to work. Mm. It's not all about money. It's also about the way we work with industry. It's about the way we connect. And I think this has been a really good example where Tamworth Council takes on an apprentice. It would appear that Nathan has been taught, worked in a very supportive environment, and that TAFE is part of his learning, but so is his workplace. So I think that sometimes it's not just the money, it's about developing those good relationships between students, employers and the training provider like TAFE.
Well said. There's a lot of ingredients that go into a successful green space. I think also one of the things that I'd like to point out is that we need more horticulturists in our society. I mean, I don't know what the answer is, whether we need to, just promote the careers more, whether we need to raise the award wage or what the answer is there. But I do think that we cannot prioritise green spaces without prioritising the people that work within them.
Couldn't agree more on that, Dan. And whilst I won't talk about money in TAFE, I will talk about money in horticulture. Horticulture is an area that was traditionally aligned to the agricultural awards, and as such it's a very low paid compared to some other areas. I really notice it with landscape construction sort of sits apart from a lot of other parts of horticulture, and because landscape construction sits more within a construction framework, people get paid a lot better. And yet the skills are involved for a horticulturist, a parks and gardens apprentice. There's so much they need to know. There's so many layers and complexity to their knowledge. There's so many skills that they build. It is not paid as well as it should be. It's an enjoyable job, but it's not an easy job, and it's a job that should be better paid.
Thank you so much for your time, Kate.
Pleasure, Dad. Enjoyed it.
I'm here with Jules Heinrich, and can you tell me a little bit about your position with TAFE New South Wales, please?
Yeah, so I'm the head teacher for horticulture, which covers Dubbo, Orange and Tamworth, and we study Certificate 2 and Certificate 3 in horticulture here, as well as Certificate 3 in Parks and Gardens and Certificate 3 in Landscape Construction.
So what do you think the value of, you know, horticultural knowledge in all of those roles are? Because I think a lot of the time we think of landscape construction as, you know, a lot of concrete, a lot of retaining walls, maybe bobcat operation and stuff like that. But what is the value of plant knowledge?
Well, the plant knowledge is most important and almost vital these days. Especially with landscapers, they are really good at doing the construction side of things, but it's really beneficial if they have really good sound knowledge of plant recognition and plants that they can recommend to the clients.
I think that an award ceremony like this is really important because sometimes people see horticulture as just agricultural work, you know, fruit production, you know, vegetable production. But I'm not a landscaper. I see myself as an amenity horticulturist, and that's problematic because the award wage doesn't allow for me to, you know, celebrate my own skills and understanding. I think that probably a lot of us are worth a little bit more than what the award wage would reflect. Even people working in fruit and vegetables as well. I mean, no shade to those people either. That's a highly skilled job too. I think that award ceremonies like this really try and push the industry to recognize excellence. And I think that recognizing excellence is going to be one way that we can raise the perception of horticulture in Australia. And that's a great step towards where we need to be heading.
Definitely, most definitely. And I think just in general, you know, when you talk about horticulture, some people just assume that you're a gardener.
Yes.
You know, that you know a bit about plants, you like to plant plants, but, you know, there is that really expertise, sound knowledge that is required there to be a horticulturist. You know, it's not just about knowing the plants, it's also about the environment and, more importantly, the plant selection for that environment. And that's constantly changing with climate change and with the drought, and then we've got the floods. It's trying to choose the right plants for that particular area.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it a few times here. Everyone has said it. I don't remember where I heard it the first time, but there's four statements: right tree, right place, right reason, and then the right aftercare.
Yes, definitely. And aftercare is a really big thing. You know, there's a conception that you can just plant a tree and let it go and let it grow. But no, there's the ongoing watering, the maintenance, the fertilizing, the pruning, controlling the size if you need to, mulching, weeding. It just goes on, pest and disease control. So really, if you pick the right plant for the right location in the first place, that maintenance will be minimal. But yeah, it still is going to need some maintenance to get it established.
Completely agree. And also the right reason, like, are we building habitat? Are we creating, you know, carbon lockup? Are we, you know, what shade? Yeah.
Yeah, many reasons that we plant a tree, not just for its ornamental purposes. It can be for shade. It could be for wind protection, production, the flower, habitats, many reasons.
Well said. Thank you so much for your time, Jules.
You're welcome. Thanks, Dan.
G'day, I'm speaking with Helen Tickle here, one of the councillors with Tamworth Regional Council. How are you going, Helen?
I'm well, thank you. Going really well.
Great. That's good to hear.
It's just wonderful to have the AIH here in Tamworth.
It's a wonderful day. What does an event like this mean to the Tamworth Regional Council?
Well, it's a recognition of individuals and groups and the work that we're doing as we're pulling together as one big team to achieve our goal of greening and cooling Tamworth, but in a responsible and sustainable way. Like, we're greening for the long term, so that involves getting the whole procedure right. The planting and the maintenance is a critical factor in all of our program.
I think it's really important to note that, and I'm really glad that you brought that up too. Planting trees isn't enough. We've got to put the right tree in the right place for the right reason with the right aftercare.
That's exactly right, and this is what we're aiming to continually educate the community, and we're doing that in a number of ways. School groups have been involved in some of our plantings, and that helps to educate them not only on the planting, but we also get some of them back for the maintenance. But of course, we'd like to have that to happen on a larger scale, because too often in the past, and unfortunately it still happens, I have tree planting days. In goes a tube stock and everyone walks away, and, you know, where are the trees? They're not there. But that happens Australia-wide. It's just not in Tamworth. So it's this feel-good thing of planting a tree, but we want people to feel good about maintaining a tree so they're there for the long term. We want to leave a legacy for future generations. We're not planning for the short term.
Well said. Thank you so much for your time, Helen.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Enjoy Tamworth.
I'm here with Mitch Franzi, our multimedia extraordinaire. How are you going, mate?
I'm great, thank you.
So tell me about your role at this event here.
So I'm basically just capturing a video for AIH, just to put a little bit of a montage together, just with a bunch of footage that I've captured over the 1.5 days.
I think it's really important that we do capture quality footage, because a bunch of horticulturists standing around with our, you know, my Samsung Galaxy camera phone just isn't going to cut it.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference, especially with the audio as well. Just tying it all together. It seems to make it look 10 times better than a good old Samsung.
So you're not a horticulturist, but what do you think about this event? Like, what have you learnt today as a non-horticulturist?
That's a tough one.
Or have you just been paying attention to the screen? You haven't been paying attention to the plant?
I haven't been paying attention to too much of it. It seems to be a bit of a struggle to get people into the industry. Basically all the stuff that you're doing, just trying to get people interested in it. I don't know if it's working, but hopefully it is working. And Nathan's a very good example of it.
It's really good to have people passionate, and everyone fills a different niche. I think of the industry as kind of like an ecosystem. So there's people such as yourself who are going to come in and bring skill sets that none of the rest of us have, and I think that that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's it. Perfect example is just doing a shoot at a local golf club. This is actually tomorrow, and they want to include a huge part of the guys working on the greens and stuff like that into their promotional video, kind of just to show how much care they take in it, and it's really good to see. Yeah,
wonderful. Thank you for your time.
No worries.
Now we're here with Alan Burnell, current president of the Australian Institute of Horticulture. How are you going, mate?
I'm going good.
Good to hear it. So it was a wonderful speech there. Tell me, what's important about events like this? Like, why are we here today celebrating excellence in horticulture?
Well, I think what we're trying to do is we've traditionally always had our once a year annual conference and presentations in the cities. It's now we need to get out to the regions, and we need to recognise individuals, people, green spaces, and then film it and record it like you're doing, and at the podcast with interviews, and then take it out and put it out there across the board for everyone to understand. We're Australia is one community in green space. We're not separate. We just need to kind of connect better, connect together, and become a larger and louder voice. It's about growing plants. It's about kind of increasing the awareness of green spaces and what is required with those green spaces and the wellness of them. You know, to live in a urban city that is green rather than concrete is just, you know, you wake up in the morning and you go out and you want to go out and you don't want to see that green concrete so much. And, you know, you just look at some of the other countries in the world like Singapore, you know, with what they're doing with their vertical walls going up the side of the building, it's just green. You know, you look at their airport. Amazing. I know that we at this point in time, we can't follow that, but it's the way we have to go eventually, and we'll get there. And it's about the footprint that we leave now for other generations to come through to continue on that same path. And, you know, the change has already started. It will continue. And we just got to enhance and promote the right way to do it. It's about planting the right tree in the right place and knowing it's about knowing from a horticultural point of view, it's about knowing that environment and working out precisely what is the right thing to do with that environment.
Well said. I think I want to touch on the point that you made earlier about getting that communication out there, because it's all well and good to be planting the right tree, but if somebody plants a tree in the urban forest and nobody hears it, does it make a sound?
Well, the thing is, it's about, you know, and this is what is, as being president of AIH and in the time that I will be in this position for the next 4 years, if it's the right tree in the right spot and we can make recognition of that tree and how it was planted and what it will grow into and then people can enjoy it, yes, it's communication. That is the big thing, is communication and education. It's education of young people coming through that want to that are learning the trade of through TAFE. It's going on into universities and doing a social science degree in the environment and continuing on about that. And these are the people that are going to lead us, or the generations to come, into a much greener environment. Because the thing was, I think over the past, there's been a lot of you might say rape and pillage of the forestry, and we can't do that anymore. You know, it's about now, if you're going to, as I said, if you're going to plant a tree, make it in the right spot and the right tree. So.
Well said, Alan. Thank you for your time, mate.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So that's what it's all about, folks. We need to recognise people doing great things within our industry, and then we need to record that recognition and get it out to as many people as possible so that we can promote excellence within our beautiful industry. The AIH can help connect different parts of the industry from around the country, we can help you stay up to date with current trends and horticultural philosophies, and we can recognise you publicly when you excel. Keep an eye on our Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn pages for when nominations are open for this year's awards, and then nominate someone you reckon deserves some recognition. If you don't nominate the best candidates for these awards, we won't know who to pick. Follow the links in the show notes to become a member of the AIH, a friend of horticulture, a registered horticulturist, or a sponsor. Make sure to follow our LinkedIn page as well, which I've taken over.